You seem more like a scientist, you know, like you're kind of the quiet leader of this offense and you just have a plan. Are you ever really satisfied with the offense and where they stand? Are you close to being satisfied?
No, not by any stretch. I mean, we've got a long way to go. I've been fortunate enough to be around some very explosive offenses, and we're not at that point yet. But if we can take our mentality and become a tough, physical, nasty group that is relentless, we may not be the most talented offense, but we may be, you know, one of the more productive ones if we can do that. And just be very physical, run the ball, force people to give us good looks to throw the ball, and then let our guys outside go get it. So we've got a ways to go. We're starting to develop an identity on offense. We've got to continue that and go from there.
When do you know, though? I mean, when in the past, with these great offenses you've had, when do you know, okay, hey, this is going to be a great attack here? Is it?
Yeah, I usually don't know until the season's over. Honestly, you really don't, because you don't know what's going to happen to you injury-wise. You know, even I've had some good teams. I go, boy, if we stay healthy, we got a chance to be good. Well, you know, you don't stay healthy, you may lose a key player. You should be able to overcome a lot of that, but you're probably not going to be as explosive as you thought. You really know what kind of an offense you end up with after you've played 16 games, and then you can say, yeah, that was pretty good. We were pretty consistent. We scored a lot of points. Or you go, it's not good enough, you know.
Is there anything that stands out about Blaine that you might have seen in another quarterback you've had before? Maybe the sharpness in the film room or something on the field that reminds you of Blaine?
Well, I think he probably has some attributes of, you know, little bits and pieces of a number of those guys. The thing I've been most impressed with Blaine is his intelligence. I didn't really know that about him before I got a chance to see him in the work environment, to see him process and handle a lot of information. He does a lot of those things extremely well. So that's one of the big criteria for to be a good quarterback is intelligence, and he handles it. And now it's just a matter of him taking it and digesting that information and then physically taking it out on the field and using it. And that's what we're going to see is how far he's come along with that.
Is it tough to learn this offense, though, just in general terms?
I don't think so, not in the quarterback position. I think the biggest thing for him initially is it's just speaking a different language, whereas last year it was like speaking French. Well, now it's like speaking Italian, you know, it's different. But the concepts all are somewhat familiar to him, I would think, as he's grown up playing football. I'm sure there's some new things. It's just it's a matter of learning the ins and outs of the communication aspect.
I guess you like his improvement technically on the field in this camp. There have been a number of changes with Olsen coming in, too, to kind of work with him on some fundamentals and some basic things back in the pocket. Can take us through a little bit of what he's done.
Well, we all sat down, you know, Mike Malarkey and Greg and myself when we first got here and looked at him. And we poured over a bunch of film and we started talking and seeing some things fundamentally that he needed to improve on for his game to get more consistent. And you know, some things with his drops, with his balance in the pocket. You know, he was building up way too much speed as he went back on his drops. And then having this, all of a sudden, when you do that, then it's hard to maintain your balance. You start to get tilted, move forward, a number of things along those lines. So we've tried to slow him down, keep him balanced in the pocket. He's done a great job of improving that. Trying to get him to lead, you know, to where he's throwing with his front foot. And if, you know, sometimes you would see him, his foot would be aiming there and he'd be throwing over there. And those are things fundamentally that, you know, any quarterback needs to work on. And we're seeing that get better and better. So we're starting to see these fundamentals pay off for him.